Good evening. Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host for the evening, Royce White, coming to you from the belly of the beast, Minneapolis, Minnesota. It's an honor and a pleasure to be back with you again this weekend, and we got to talk about the controversy. We can't go without discussing the controversy of the past week, and I'm going to do my best. I think I'm a voice of reason. I don't know. Maybe I'm a wingnut, too. Maybe I'm crazy. Podcast is aptly titled, Please Call Me Crazy. Catch that on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, usually when I'm not hot on the campaign trail. But I think I'm a voice of reason. I hate to see what I saw in the last week. I hate to see the divide, the growing divide on the right and the MAGA movement, or the between the MAGA movement and the America First movement. On my show on Saturday mornings, I always say, Real America's Voice, headquarters of the Ultra MAGA and America First movement. How Ultra MAGA it is is to be seen. I think I'm a voice of reason. I'm not your priest. I'm not your therapist. Let me be your uncle out there in the audience this evening, if I can. And first and foremost, it goes without saying, the great Alex Jones deserves our respect. And you measure a man by the things he's willing to sacrifice, and you can well measure a man by the things his enemies have tried to take away from him. How much energy and resources his enemies have put in to try and take him down. And who are his enemies? I mean, who are the people that try to take Alex Jones down? Whether what he said was right or wrong, truthful or not, is it accurate or not, all of that is secondary. The question is, what is the body of work? What is his motivation? And it's just my opinion, because I've known Alex now for a few years, and he's obviously been gracious enough to have me on the show, and never once has he tried to tell me what to say. He's not tried to interfere with what I've said on the show, and he's given me 2 hours here in the evening on Sundays for the last several weeks, and never once has he even called me and said, hey, Royce, talk about this, talk about that. Those conversations have never happened between me and Alex. If anything, I probably shoot him a text message and say, what do you think about this? Because he has had a sort of oracle-like time on the public stage. So, you know, Alex's body of work speaks for itself, and I hate to see that this is what it's come to. I'm not shocked, because if you're an athlete in sports, every season there comes a moment on every team, most teams, the really, really good teams don't have these kinds of problems. But on most teams, I mean, 90%+ of teams have these moments, these pivotal moments as a team, where everybody just freaks out and decides it's all about them and we're going to sink the team. I mean, the winning no longer matters. You know, if we all go up in a heap of flames, so be it. Hey, you know, this is one of those moments for us. We were calling it 4 or 5 weeks back, but this is one of those moments. It's one moment. But as a point of optimism, the game of politics never comes to an end. It's a perpetual game. So there's not going to be a time where we come to a final horn and say, oh, game's over. Let's go back and assess what happened. No, the game is going to continue. No matter what goes on, the game of politics, unless we all get killed in a nuclear holocaust, I mean, that would be brutal. But barring that, the game of politics will go on, which means nothing is final. Nobody's decisions are final. And we don't know what people are going to do in the end, which is why it's important to stay in the fight. Stay in the fight. Let your voice be heard. Let your opinions be known. I'm going to share some of mine with you this evening on the show. But the fight is not over. And, you know, we've seen the president, you know, come to blows with people before and be able to mend those fences. We'll see how this one all shakes out. Obviously, again, I'd be remiss not to say that the great Alex Jones has my utmost respect. And the president of the United States, I'm still a supporter. But we're going to iron through some of these problems, possibilities, how people feel, at least how I feel. I'm going to make some I statements tonight, how I feel. And hopefully we can chop some wood and get things on track if I have any influence whatsoever. Again, you're watching the Alex Jones Show here on Sunday night, InfoWars. We'll be right back in a moment. Stay tuned.